afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Recordati 2016 first quarter results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Marianne Tacchi, Director Investor Relations of Recordati. Please go ahead, madam.
Hello, good afternoon or good morning to everyone, and thank you for attending our conference call this afternoon. Our CFO, Fritz Guindo, will be presenting and commenting upon our first quarter results. For a better understanding of his presentation, please access the set of slides which have been placed on our website, www.recordati.com, under the Investors section and Presentations tab. At the end of his presentation, we will be available for any questions you may have. Please go ahead, Fritz.
Okay, good afternoon or good morning to everyone. We are pleased to comment our first quarter result, 2016 result, which shows significant sales and margin growth. Consolidated revenue in the period is 302.2 million, which are up by 9.6% compared to last year. This excellent sales performance, which is due to only to organic development of our product portfolio, no contribution from acquisition in this period, has driven a further improvement in our margins. Let's start with EBITDA at 32.7% of sales, is 99 million euro, up by 19.6%. Operating income at 29.8% of sales is 90.2 million. Here we have an increase of 22.7%. Net income at 21.7% as a percentage of sales is 65.5 million, an increase of 26% over 2015. Very solid and important improvement of our margin in this period. We continue also to deliver strong cash generation and net debt at the end of the period is 42.1 million, a reduction of 46.6 million compared to last year. Let's now move on our analysis, starting as usual from our main product sales. Here slide, you can move on slide number three. We start with our corporate products, and we are starting with Zanidip, lercanidipine sales grow by 3.5%. Sales increase mainly in North Africa and in United Kingdom. Let's say that we continue to maintain even slightly increase the sales of lercanidipine, even if for this compound there is generic competition in the market. Sales of the combination of Zanidip, of lercanidipine and enalapril, the brand, the most important brand name is Zanipress, are up by 5.8%, mainly due to performance of the product in Italy, Turkey and Spain, and also to the sales to licensees. Also the combination continued to grow. Let me underline that the overall sales of the lercanidipine franchise in the first quarter of the year exceed 50 million euros. Moving to Zanidip, Eurorec generated sales of 22.1 million in the first quarter, up by 37.7%, mainly due to the good performance of the product in Italy, France and Turkey, and also to a significant increase in sales to licensees resulting from sales to a particular partner to restore the pipeline after the negotiation of the contractual condition. Let me comment, we have very good performance in all the market with one-off effect based on this restore of the pipeline to a licensor, to a partner that we have in Europe. Having in all our market, Eurorec is growing, is gaining market share. Sales of Rivazo, we are talking about pitavastatin, our statin, in Spain, Portugal, Ukraine, Greece and in Switzerland, where in Switzerland we are now selling directly the compound as from March because we have decided to start our business directly also in Switzerland. that sales overall of Livazo are 8.9 million, which are up by 15.7%. 51.7%, which is due to the good performance of the product, mainly in Spain. Other corporate products grow overall by 11.2%. These comprise 19 products sold in multiple territories, six of which are OTC products. Then we have our special drug for rare diseases and our specialties, which are indicated for the treatment of rare and orphan diseases, generated sales of 46 million in the first quarter, an increase of 22.9% due to the good performance of all the business, let me say all the products in this area. Then, very, very solid performance of all our corporate products. In slide number four, you will see that you can find our breakdown of our revenue by type of product. Now we can move on slide number five to comment the composition of revenue of our revenue by geography. Let's start with the Italian market. Sales in the pharmaceutical in Italy are up by 2.1%, and which is mainly due to the good performance of Urorec and Cardicor, which are two major very important products in our portfolio in Italy, but also to the significant growth of the treatment for rare diseases. While in pharmaceutical sales in France are down by 0.7%, which is due mainly to the weak performance of the OTC product portfolio due to a less severe flu season in France. Let me comment overall. We have had a favorable flu season in the Eastern European countries, but in France and in some other Western European countries, we have had a weak flu season, and this is mainly the reason for this decrease in the OTC portfolio. On the other hand, in France, Urorec and Methadone sales are performing well, and the treatment for rare diseases are also growing strongly in this market. The group pharmaceutical business and sales in the USA is dedicated to the marketing of the products of the rare diseases, and sales in the first quarter of this year are 25.8 million, which are up by 24.7%. Then we confirm the solid performance and growing performance of our portfolio of drugs for the treatment of rare diseases in the US market. In Germany, sales are up by 9.1%, mainly thanks to the significant sales growth of Ortoton, metocarbamolo, and also flercanidipine in the tender that we continue to gain in this market. Sales in Turkey are up by 6.4% and include the growth in the euro and include the negative currency exchange effect following the devaluation of the Turkish lira. We prefer to comment the performance of the business in local currency, and in local currency, sales of our Turkish subsidiary grow by 24.6% thanks to the good performance of all our corporate products. In particular, I would like to underline Urorec and Zanipress, but also due to the very good performance of all the local products. Revenue generated in Russia, Ukraine, and the other CIS market is 19.2 million, which are overall up in euro by 6.7% compared to the same period of the preceding year, despite, here again, a negative currency effect of 2.6 million, mainly in the Russian market. Sales in Russia, in local currency, are up by 19.5%, and this is thanks to the growth, here again, of all our major products. In Spain, sales are 18.4 million, up by 8.7%, mainly due to the performance of Livazo, Pitavastatin, Urorec, Zanipress, and also the recordati Casen product, Citraflit. Also in Spain, sales of treatment for rare disease are growing significantly. Sales in North Africa are $15.8 million. Here are up by 47.3%, very important increase, which is mainly driven by exports from our subsidiary into this market, and mainly in Algeria, and was driven in particular by sales of Zanidip in this quarter in Algeria. Then let me finish this composition of revenue with the other international sales. These sales grow by 10.6% and comprise the sales to our licensees for our corporate product in all the other markets in which we have no our direct presence, and also the Bushara Recordati sales and the Casa Recordati sales in this market, and also the Orphan Euro export worldwide, excluding the USA and the Recordati rare disease export. Then, in the other part of the world where we have not a direct presence, we continue to grow our business, and in this quarter the growth was in the region of 10%. Slide number 6, the graph shows the geographical breakdown of our pharmaceutical revenue, and in the quarter, let me say, there is no major change in this quarter, because in the good performance, we have a good performance overall in all our markets. Line number 7, the third quarter P&L. We have already analyzed our revenue for the period. Regarding margin, let me again underline the further improvement in this quarter of all our margins, also gross profit. Gross profit is 208.5 million with a margin of 69% on sales. Last year it was 68%, an improvement over the last period due essentially to a better product mix. Selling expenses increased less than sales and therefore down as a percentage of revenue compared to the same period of the preceding year. R&D expenses are 22.3%, up by 12% and 7.4% as a percentage on our sales, while G&A expenses are up by 4.5% but decrease as a percentage of sales. Overall, our operating income at 29.8%, here we have an increase of 22.7%. Regarding the financial situation, net financial charges are 2.5 million, a decrease on 1.2 million compared to 2015, which is due to the reduction of interest charges related to the medium long-term loan, and also to a net currency exchange rate gains in 2016, as opposed to net losses that we had in the first quarter of 2015. Effective tax rate during the period is 25.3%, which is a slight improvement over compared to the effective tax rate of the same period of the preceding year. Let me fill in that our net income at 21.7%, then our net income as a percentage of sales is above 20%, 21.7% sales is a 65.5 million. And we have an increase of our net income of 26% over 2015. Slide number 8. In this slide shows the split of revenue and EBIT between our two business segments, and EBIT margins improve in both our business segments, and now stand at over 44%. In the rare disease segment and at 27% in the primary and specialty care segment, and in both there was an increase in compared to the same percentage that we had last year. Financial position, we continue to have a very solid financial position. We are continuing this cash generation, and at the end of the quarter, the net financial position show a net debt of 42.1 million compared to the net debt of 88.7 million at the end of 2015, and let me underline that during the period, share buybacks were made for an amount of 10.9 million. Slide number 10, here we have our financial projection for the full year 2016, and then we expect for the full year 2016, the group to continue to grow organically, and also based on the very good performance in the first quarter, we have slightly improved our objective. Now our objectives for the full year 2016 is to achieve sales of more than 1.1 billion, operating income of more than 310 million euro, and net income of more than 220 million. Okay, here I finished my presentation. Thank you for the attention, and now I am available for any question you may have.
Yes, operator, could you please open the question and answer period?
Thank you. Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from James Vane-Tempest with Jefferies. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. Perhaps if I can just start some related to revenues. The growth in North Africa was very strong in the first quarter of the year. Just wondering if you could comment actually on some of the dynamics of last year, just to remind us, I think in Q3 the revenues were very low. Was that a temporary reason? I'm just wondering whether the absolute number of around 16 million euros is what you would expect to achieve for the rest of the year. Secondly, just on Russia, the business grew despite some volatile FX this year. Do you think this type of euro growth is sustainable for the full year if current rates hold to the ruble? Thank you.
Okay. First question, James, was regarding North Africa. In North Africa, we have direct sales in due to our subsidiary in Tunisia, which is made by Opalia, which are relatively stable. They grow by 6% in the period. And then we have also sales to some distributor. Mainly, we are talking about Algeria distributor. And here, we are not sales directly in the market, are sales to distributor. And then sometimes some quarter could be different from the other because we have to receive specific authorization for importation of the product, and then we have no well-balanced distribution of our sales in this market. And in particular, in this quarter, the sales due to our Zanzibar export were very important because we have received at the beginning of the year some importation licensing, and we have supplied an important part of we expect to be the full sales in Algeria for the full year. And this is not an extraordinary impact, but a sort of a concentration in one quarter of our sales that we expect not the full year, but in 8 months as in market sales in Algeria. Is it enough for North Africa?
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Okay, the second was
Russia.
In Russia we are doing a very good job, let me say it this way. We are growing our business in local currency by 19-20%. We are all our products are growing. We are growing both in volume and in price. We have increased some price, but with attention to be able to keep a unit market share. And if, let me say, I cannot predict what could be the exchange rate between euro and ruble during the second part of the year, but based on the current estimation, we can confirm that we can have a growth in this business, not only in local currency, but also in euro-denominated Then we are very pleased, we are performing well, the portfolio is growing, and we are able to compensate by the local performance the devaluation of the ruble.
That's great, thank you. Just a couple of follow-up questions if I can. There's been various press articles and about potential M&A. I'm just wondering if you can comment on where you are with your M&A strategy and when we might be able to expect something from you.
Okay, M&A strategy, we continue to have a strong cash generation. We continue to believe that the inorganic growth will remain an important pillar for our growth. We are working on some project, but I cannot comment on a possible deal. We would like to close some deal going forward, but I can just to confirm that even if we haven't closed a deal, let me say, in the last 2 years, we continue to believe that this is an important pillar mainly for investing our free cash flow. Then I cannot comment on possible deal in short term, but I can say that we are working on some dossier, and we will see going forward.
Thank you. My final question is, historically, you have at some point during the year given a midterm business plan update. Just wondering when we may or may not receive one of those from you this year as well. Thanks very much.
Okay, then we probably by the end of the year, because for we would like to have a clear picture in particular on the generic competition for the combination, and then by the end of the year or beginning next year, probably we will release a new business plan for the next 3 years.
Thank you.
Okay.
The next question is from Eleanor Fang with Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, a few questions, if I may. Firstly, on your new guidance, that implies a new base EBIT margin of 28%. How should we think about the margin progression over the next 12 to 24 months as your portfolio mix shifts? Secondly, on Russia, just a follow-up, I guess given the difficult market conditions and your peers also commenting on the difficulty in operating in that market, just curious on what you're doing differently to drive such a strong growth and what surprised you in this quarterly print versus your expectations going into the beginning of the year. And finally, just on rare diseases, you've had a very strong start to the year. How sustainable is this low 20s year-on-year growth that you've seen in first quarter 16? Thank you.
Okay, then, first question was regarding our margin. Then, in our target, the implied EBIT margin is 28%. We have increased our expectation, mainly driven by both, on the one hand, very important, the improvement that we have seen in the first quarter of our gross profit. We have now a gross profit which is 69%, cost of goods 31%, and this is important because is an improvement of our margin. We expect also a slight decrease based on the performance of the sales increase as a percentage in our selling expenses, as a percentage of sales. And having said that, today I can say that this margin could be sustainable organically going forward. Then we have in the previous guidance was an implied EBIT by 27%. We have achieved in this quarter a very high margin, which is a bit less than 30%, but is mainly driven by this performance of revenue, 9.6%. We don't expect to continue with an around 10% increase for the full year. We expect one increase in revenue in our target for the full year is a bit 5-6%, and based on this, for sure, the leveraging impact of the sales in our selling expenses is less significant than in the first quarter. Then the new margin, 28, could be organically sustainable, and as usual, we are very pleased by this improvement in the gross margin. On the other hand, the EBIT margin, in particular selling expenses, are we expect the as a percentage of revenue are mainly driven by our revenue growth. Based on what we expect for the full year, we expect this margin could be sustainable going forward. Regarding Russia, I don't know. I know what we are doing. I don't know what are doing the other companies. We are managing locally the business. We are managing the price increase, which is an important. Overall, the market is increasing in value by around 6%. We are increasing more than 6%, a bit less than 20%. We have managed carefully the price increase because we want to keep the volume. And also, let me say, in the first quarter, we have benefit from a positive flu season because there was in Russia, in particular, in general, a very high, a very strong season, flu season. Then we have two major points. One, a very good portfolio, price increase, volume increase, but also for this very strong performance, a favorable seasonal impact because our portfolio is also a portfolio which is it could benefit from winter season impact. The third was linked to our orphan disease business. Then we are very pleased by the performance of the orphan business. We are increasing the orphan in the first quarter by around 22%. In this business, there is nothing particular extraordinary in the quarter. I said during the conference call a very good performance in all our business and all our product. Let's say that for the full year, you could expect the business to be the growth of the business to be between 15-20%. Then we continue to have more than 10%. The expectation was to have at least double-digit growth in the region of 10%. Now we could expect one growth between 15-20%.
Thank you.
Bye.
The next question is from Huynh Trang with Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Hi, Trung Hyung from Credit Suisse. Firstly, I've got four questions. Firstly, how much of the performance is seasonal and how much is underlying improved sustainable growth for this quarter? My second question is, how big was the one-off exchange impact? Is the interest charge of 2.5% representative for the quarter? Thirdly, have you any guide of the level of share repurchases for the year? And finally, can we have an update on Grasper? Are you still on track for the approval in the second half of this year? Have you had any discussions with the EMA and launch costs for this product? Thanks very much.
Okay, then. The first question is very difficult to be answered. We have had a seasonal impact, but let me say, to say how much is absolutely difficult because there is no an average seasonal impact. The growth is driven also by the fact that year by year the season is not exactly the same. I wanted to underline this seasonal impact because I wanted to underline that this 20% growth local currency in Russia is really very strong, but to say how much is season, as much is the underlying business, is impossible because it's underlying business in any case. Then, frankly speaking, for me it's impossible to answer.
Seasonality is mostly in France and to some extent in Russia.
But we can say that this could be something on a qualitative, from a qualitative point of view, it's quite impossible to say how much is the negative impact in France and the positive impact in. Okay. Second point, regarding the exchange rate impact, then we have been negative impacted by the exchange rate, mainly the devaluation of the Turkish lira and the ruble, and in the first quarter, the negative impact was around 2% of our revenue. The third point was
interest. What was your third question? Hello?
Hello? Then regarding Graspa, then we expect to file the Graspa, Eritech to have to, has been already filed the Graspa, and the approval is expected, let me say, not before the year end 2016. Then we are at the end of the second half period. Then could you please ask again the question number three?
Yeah, sure. It was any guide to the level share repurchase for the year? And yeah. I wanted to know the one-off gain in the net impact, net income line.
One-off gain in the net income. We don't have
a one-off gain.
In the net interest.
No. There is no the exchange. Okay, then we have. In the first half, we have had in our interest rate a positive impact, but which is minor, not significant. It's important that comparison with 2015, because in 2015 we have had a loss in the exchange rate, but something which is not significant. And then we expect, as usual, this exchange effect to fluctuate during the year, but not to be significant in our operating income net income. Then, let's say in the net income, in the quarter, there is nothing which is exceptional, which is linked to the financial item, and which is not linked to the business day by day.
Well, let's look at the share purchases.
Then we have also both share in the first half, in the first quarter, for a full amount of 10.9 million. During the year, as usual, we will buy share mainly to serve stock option plans, and then probably in the second half of the year we could start again to buy some share for serving the stock option plan who will be vested in 2016. But we have no 2017, sorry. But let's say we have no a clear objective. We have the authorization for buying share, and then we will see based on how many employees exercise the stock option, and then how many share we have to buy to keep a minimum level of share available for the stock option plan.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ms. Saske, Mr. Quindo, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so if there are no more questions, we will say goodbye to everyone and thanks for attending the call.
Goodbye to everyone. Bye.